Now, tell me this. Do you have any problems getting over to sleep? If you do, I've got an expert here. The Sleep Geek is about to be on. James Wilson's going to be on the programme at 90333105. Do you genuinely have difficulty getting to sleep? Maybe this man may have some wonderful advice for you. James, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good, James. I'm blessed, you know, absolutely blessed. I've been able to sleep since I was a baby. I've never had a bad night's sleep ever. Some people, however, literally can't get to sleep. What's your advice for the person who, when they're about to go to bed, knows that it's going to be a long, sleepless night?
I think one important thing to do is to make sure you are sleepy and not just tired. So many, you know, if you struggle to sleep, you feel tired all the time. You wake up tired. You get home from work tired. And you go to bed and you lay in bed tossing and turning. So it's actually having that feeling where you're about to drop off. Often we focus on, like, I need to go to bed now. I need to go to bed at 10 o'clock because I need to get up at 6 and I need 8 hours. And those people spend 2 hours trying to get to sleep. The piece of advice I often give doing like the session I'm doing today in Northern Ireland are actually, you know, go to bed a little bit later if it works for you. It's about understanding our sleep. Some people are morning larks. Some people are night owls. Some people have typical sleep. It's not about a prescriptive, everyone needs 8 hours. It's about understanding what sleep you need and getting the best sleep you can get.
Yeah, I'm amazed. Lagan Group, one of the big employers here, have actually invited you over to talk to their staff. Are they trying to get staff to be more relaxed at work? Are they trying to find staff who are better equipped? Some of the work would be quite heavy that they do. What's the reason for having a sleep expert visiting a major employer?
I think for companies, sleep is like the start of our... If you're trying to be more healthy, sleep is the place to start because it impacts on our mental health, it impacts on our physical health. So a good night's sleep makes it more likely that you will be able to do your job better. You're able to, when you're at work, concentrate better. One of the big things that comes out of the post and pre-surveys we do with these days is people find that they actually concentrate better, that they can actually, you know, the things at work that annoy them aren't as annoying when they've slept well. So it's about making someone a bit more resilient. It's about that emotional resilience, about that physical resilience. So they can, you know, work can be quite stressful, and there can be other stressors in our lives, like our kids or our parents, and it's making people more able to deal with those things.
Is it okay to take sleeping tablets?
Sleeping tablets are a funny one. So the reason I do this is I'm an insomniac, and I went through that process of having sleeping tablets. They make you go to sleep. The quality of sleep is not great, and often they can be really addictive. So they're not an ideal solution. They are often the only solution that people are offered because GPs only have that in their toolbox. Someone like me looks at actual people's behaviours. So what are we doing before bed? What are we doing during the day? I look at people's genetics. Are we good sleepers or bad sleepers? And then we look at things like the sleep environment. So the thing that I get told most of all when I've done these days is the things we've talked about are really obvious, but people aren't doing them. And what I do is sort of focus them on doing the right things and getting the sleep that they need.
Did you have a problem sleeping, or how did you become a sleep practitioner?
Yeah. So I had a problem sleeping, and actually, ironically, my family made beds with mattresses. So I was out selling mattresses, and I was a really bad sleeper. And in my mid-20s, I needed to do something about it because I'd never slept well. And being insomniac, I will always be a bad sleeper. I'm genetically predisposed to being a bad sleeper. My grandpa was a bad sleeper. My mum was a bad sleeper. But now I accept that I'm a bad sleeper. What I'm brilliant at is I'm brilliant at being tired. So I change the conversation around my sleep, and by being a bit more positive about my sleep, I actually sleep better. Because we can't force sleep. If you want to eat better, you can make yourself do it. If you want to exercise more, you can make yourself do it. You can't make yourself sleep better. So actually what you have to do is kind of be a bit more positive about your sleep, and therefore the quality of sleep improves and you get more sleep.
And of course, there are simple techniques like you shouldn't eat a big meal before you go to bed because you'll feel uncomfortable. The common sense things. But what about going out for a walk? That usually is a very healthy thing to do, but it's bound to make you brighter, isn't it? So therefore, you wouldn't really sleep after it.
It's interesting because like exercise is great, and that kind of exercise in particular, because it's not particularly taxing. If you do it in the summer and it's still daylight, and then you go in, then your body's going to think it's daytime. You should be going to sleep. So it's often still, for some people, having a walk works really well. For others, it doesn't. And it's understanding what works for you. So what relaxes me is different to what relaxes somebody else. And it's helping people, in the hour before bed, do things that relax you. Do the things that actually help you wind down. Because to sleep well, two things need to happen in our bodies. We need to have a drop in heart rate, which is the relaxing bit, and we need to have a drop in core temperature, which is your bedroom should be a bit cooler than the rest of the house. Having a bath or shower before bed can help that process. You know, so it's quite simple things. But then there's a psychological aspect. What do we think about sleep? Do we go to bed and worry that we're not going to fall asleep tonight? Because if we do, you're more likely not to fall asleep. The reason you're a good sleeper is because you're a good sleeper. So you have a nice virtuous circle of you sleep well, therefore you know you sleep well, therefore you sleep well.
And finally, the obvious question, James, those who are in a relationship and they're sharing their bed with someone else and there's plenty of old rumpy-dumpy going on, does that help you get to sleep or not?
it definitely helps you relax, that's for sure. So, you know, the dropping heart rate that comes after the event can definitely help you sleep better. But I would say, yeah, it doesn't make you sleep worse, that's for sure. So I would definitely say it can be beneficial.
Lovely stuff. James, good speaking to you. Thanks for your time. Thank
you. You too. Thank you.
That is the Sleep Geek from the Secrets of Sleep. 20 years experience on the likes of the telly and the circuit, talking about the secrets of getting over to sleep. If you can't, you could always listen to recordings of Robert when he appears on the radio.
Good morning, Frank.
I knew he was coming up the line. I could sense it.
Can you hear me, Frank?
I can, Robert, yes.
Once again, it's wonderful to be on the biggest show in the country with Frank Mitchell of U 105. It's glorious. You know, and you don't even pay for this. This is really good.
This is outstanding. I'm sort of running a little system here to see how quickly you put the listener over to sleep. So go ahead, what's your point?
Well, my point is, Frank, to anybody who's finding sleep difficulties, is very simple. I would exercise every day, and don't be taking any hot drinks a few hours before you go to bed, and take a large glass of water, and put your head to a pillow, and you'll sleep.
And do you get good night's sleep? Seriously, Robert, all joking aside, do you get good sleep?
Frank, honestly, I put my head to a pillow about generally about one, maybe shortly after 1 o'clock in the morning, and I would wake up maybe about 8:45 for the radio show, you know.
But that's quite late going to bed. A man of maturing years like yourself, should you not be in bed earlier?
Not at all, Frank. Frank, I'm out as we speak, Frank. I'm out doing my daily 2-hour walk here, you know.
And what about the driving? Because you're a taxi driver. What about, when do you earn your money?
Well, Frank, as I told you, I'm semi-retired now. I would generally come out at about 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock and work about 8 or 9 at night. And that's me now, Frank. I've cut back on the hours.
Good man. Good man. Healthy man. And always good to know that you're alive, vibrant, tuned in and on the line, Robert. Thank you.
Good morning, Frank. And once again, it's wonderful to be on this biggest show in the country. You know, it's unbelievable why your wage packet hasn't increased, Frank, you know.
You keep lobbying for me, Robert. All right.
Keep it.
Oh, man, it's a Nietzsche. Right, this is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.